Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience. Good evening to you today. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the honor and glory again for another Sabbath, another Shabbat. I would like to thank him for all that he has done for me and all that he continues to do for me. He truly is a great God. He truly is a wonderful God. He truly is an amazing God. And I just want to give him the glory today. And I want to give him the honor and I want to give him the praise for his holy day, the Sabbath, Shabbat in the Hebrew. I would like to greet the God of Israel, Haya. And I would like to greet the Holy Spirit, the Mother. And I will also like to greet his holy angels and the Son of God, Yeshaya. And again, I thank the heavenly hosts for this Sabbath day, for this Shabbat, that I made it again to see another Sabbath. I'm here today again, people. I'm here today again to pick it up where I left off today. When I came on Tuesday, I did my Sabbath class Tuesday, which is the third day, and I'm here again on the seventh day to do another law class with you. So Tuesday, I did a law class of the 613 laws in the Bible, and today on the seventh day, I'm here again to pick it up where I left off. But before we do that, people, before we do that, I have something in my soul, I have something in my mind, and I have something in my spirit that I need to do for the God of Israel, and for my own self. There's a song that I feel on the inside, and I would like to express myself, express my gratitude to the God of Israel with this song, because he have truly did some amazing things for me, some great things for me that I couldn't have did without him. You have done great things for me, Ahaya, for me. Oh, Haya, you have done great things for me. I love your name. I love your name. I love your name. You have done great things for me. God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, you are great. God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, God of the Hebrews, you are great. You are great in my life. You have done great things for me. You have done great things for me, and I give you all the glory. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, you are great. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, you are great. You are great to me. You are great to me. You are great to me. And I give you all the praise. You are great, God of Israel. You are great, God of Israel. You are great, God of Israel. And I give you all the glory. You are great, so great. You are great, so great. You are great, so great to me. I just wanted to sing that song to the God of Israel before we go into our law class today. God's law versus the law of the land, 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 20. Audio number 20. Shut up, Queen, or go outside. We have made it all the way, people, to audio number 20. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, the 10%, that again will make it out of the New World Order. God's law is all about God's law today, people. God's law versus the law of the land. I've been teaching this now for almost 2 months. I went on a 30-day vacation. I'm almost finished, people. We are at law number 377. We are getting there. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elishaba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Let's start with law number 377. If anybody would like to call in, feel free to do so. Call in number 661-244-9831. Pick it up, people, right where we left off Tuesday. The law must be established in the earth for the God of Jacob. Law number 377, that a priest who has an immersion during the day to cleanse him from the uncleanness shall not serve in a sanctuary until after sunset. Talking about the priest. Talking about the priest, the ministers of the God of Israel, the Levites, the priests. I did a broadcast last night. I did a broadcast last night talking about and teaching about bishops, elders, prophets, and pastors, the office of the church, who called them. That was a teaching that I did last night. I was talking about the ministers of the God of Israel. Who is the ministers of the God of Israel? It's the Levites, and it would always be the Levites, and it could never be a Gentile. That's what I was teaching last night. So if you want to go back and listen to that tape, that very powerful, powerful prophetic message that the God of Israel gave me for his people, then go back and listen to that. Let's go to Leviticus 21:6 for law number 377, that a priest who had an immersion, I mean, that must be a discharge or some kind of illnesses, a discharge coming out of his private area during the day, to cleanse him from his uncleanness, shall not serve in a sanctuary until after sunset. I know you people, you Christians, and all you people that feel like somebody else can be the priest now. Somebody else have took the place of a priest, like a bishop or elder or whoever. I'm just giving you the order of the priest. I'm giving you the law and the covenant that's wrote up in the Torah, the Mitzvot, the 613 Hebrew scrolls that we have about the priest, that he is the ministers forever to the God of Israel. So let's go to Leviticus 21:6 and see the order that was set up under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or higher, for the priests when the children of Israel left Egypt and went to the wilderness. You have a lot of people today teaches that you don't need a priest no more because the Son of God, Jesus, they call it, is the priest. He is the high priest. We don't need the priests no more. We don't need the Levites no more. Because Jesus came and he died for our sins. And he is the high priest. False doctrine and false teaching. Number one, the Son of God is from the tribe of Judah. He didn't come to this earth to be no priest. He did not come to this earth to be no priest. What scripture is that? One in the New Testament that don't have a precept behind it? He didn't come here to be no priest. He came here as the Son of God. He came here as the King, children of Israel. He came here as the Savior. He's not a priest. He's a prophet. That's what he is, a prophet. Just like John the Baptist and Moses. So no, you can't go with the Catholic Church and the theologian colleges and universities that have taught y'all people madness about the Son of God. Lying on him, false doctrine, talking about he's the high priest and we don't need a priest no more. We're going to always need the priests. We're going to always need the Levites. Always. The God of Israel said that they are the priests forever. He didn't say nothing about his son coming to be a priest. I mean, it is prophecies in the Bible. Over there in Isaiah and different places in the Tanakh that talks about the Son of God coming, that he was going to come through a virgin, they call her, a woman of marital age, which means virgin in Hebrew. It didn't say nothing about he was going to be no priest, though. It said that he would set his people free. He will come to save his people. So no, it's false. 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 He's from the tribe of Judah. He was a king. He's from the king tribe. Not no priest. A priest is a Levite forever. Not no Gentile. Let's go to the scripture. Leviticus 21:6. See, it's time to set things in order. Because it's enough of these lies and false doctrines and false teaching and fairy tale teaching that y'all people done came up with. It's time to set the Hebrew record straight now. That the God of Israel is the true and only God. He is the God of all gods. He's the God of the Hebrew kingdom. Let's set the record straight around here. Let's set it straight. Time to set it straight. Leviticus 21:6 for law number 377. All the lies, all the delusion teaching that you people have received. That's why y'all so confused. You're so confused, man. You're so confused. You know absolutely nothing about the Bible. Let me say it again, loud and clear, so you people can hear me. You know absolutely nothing about the Bible because you don't know the God that wrote the Bible. And as long as you don't know the God that wrote the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls, then you'll never understand the Hebrew scrolls, which is your translated King James Version Bible from the Hebrew scrolls that you people are reading. Leviticus 21:6. See, you throw things out there at the people. The little dumb lost sheep, you throw things out there. But you don't have nothing to back up what you teach. You don't have nothing to back up what you teach and what you are saying about the Holy Spirit, about the Son of God, about God the Father. You have absolutely nothing to back up your teaching. Leviticus 21:6. They shall be holy. Talking about the priest. Talking about the priest, the Leviticus priesthood, Aaron and his sons. And they shall be holy unto their God and not profane the name of their God. For the offering of Ahiah made by fire and the bread of their God they do offer. Therefore, they shall be holy. They shall be holy. You cannot offer the God of Israel anything and do anything for him unless you are holy. And I'm not talking about speaking in no tongues, the Holy Ghost you call. I'm not talking about being baptized. I'm not talking about the sinner's prayer that you've been taught to confess, that your leaders taught you that's going to make you holy. You must be holy, talking about the priest, so you will not profane the name of their God. See, the priests, the Levites, the Haitians in the earth today, you people don't know who they is. I tell you who they is. They, the Levites, are Haitians in the earth. Back in ancient times, the God of Israel chose the Levites to handle the sacrifice for him. And they had to be holy. Next law. Law number 378. Law number 378. That a priest shall not marry a divorced woman. So you got all these pastors, all these bishops, all these elders calling themselves ministering to the God of Israel for the people. When it is up under the law, up under the covenant, that a priest shall not marry a woman that has been divorced. How many wives? Y'all say y'all the new priest. How many wives have you had? Leviticus 21:7. Let's get that. Same chapter, next verse. They should not take a wife, talking about the priest. I'm not even talking about you, pastor and bishop, because you're not a priest. You're not a priest. You're not a Levite. You're just a pagan. You set your own order, your own way, your own office. The God of Israel don't receive you. The God of Israel don't receive you and your prayers for the people. That's why the people so messed up. That's why the people so tore up. That's why the people so destroyed up in here. Why? Because they don't have the priest. Only the priest can go to the God of Israel for the people. You can't get no prayer through for Sister Smith and Sister Kathy and Brother Sam. You can't get no prayer through for them. Your prayers is blocked because you are not the priest and the God of Israel will not ever receive your prayers, a minister in his office for his people. So that's why Miss Smith still hurting. Miss Smith still got diabetes. Miss Smith still sick, and you don't lay hands on Miss Smith 10 times for the same thing, and she's still sick. Brother Sam, he still got mental illness. You don't lay hands on Brother Sam about 100 times for the same thing and put olive oil on it, and he still got mental illness. No, you are not the priest. And you cannot help the people of God. I'm talking about the children of Israel. They are his people. The 12 tribes of Israel. His beloved, his bride, his wife in the earth. His body in the earth. Leviticus 21:7. Law number 378, they should not take a wife that is a whore. That is a whore. A priest is not allowed to take a wife that is a whore. How many of you bishops and pastors and elders not only took a wife that was a hoe, you done laid up with many whores. Many whores walking up down the street selling their body, prostitutes, trying to make money. You done turned many tricks with them. You'll never be a priest. The God of Israel already told you that a priest can't marry, can't take a wife or a whore or profane. Neither shall they take a woman put away from her husband. You are not allowed, Levite. You are not allowed to marry a woman that is divorced. Is divorced from her husband. For he is holy unto his God. Next law, law number 379, that a priest shall not marry a harlot. I just read that, Leviticus 21:7. You can't marry no whole bitch, because you're not a priest, no way. But you call yourselves priests and elders and men of God. You don't marry hoes and all kind of stuff. Don't turn tricks with hoes, prostitutes. You don't marry all kind of divorced women. Sit down, people. Get out the way. Get out the way. Y'all are not the men and the men and women of the God of Israel. Get out the way with your blasphemy, what you teaching over your pulpits. Get out the way. The way of the covenant. Get out the way of the covenant. Get out the way of the law. The law of the God of Israel will go forth. I must establish it as this prophet. Get out the way. You are whoremongers. Next law, law number 379, law number 380, that a priest shall not marry a profane woman. Leviticus 21:7, I just read that. Law number 381. And that's what the children of Israel did when they got to Canaan. The priests went off. Levite went off and they started doing all kind of paganism. They started marrying the women in Canaan, the African women, the Canaanite women. They started marrying them, divorced women of the Canaanite women. They went off on the God. They went off. And that's why they got scattered on this side of the earth on a slave ship. In the 15th century, Levite was on the slave ship with Judah and Benjamin. The Jamaicans is Benjamin. Levite is the Haitians. The Negroes, they call us, we are Judah. All three tribes was on a slave ship in the 15th century, coming from Africa, their home, to this side of the world, America. Why? The God of Israel scattered not only the two and a half tribes that was on the slave ship coming in the 15th century, he also scattered the 10 tribes. Way before we got here, the Indian tribes was already here. They are the children of Israel. They was already here. Because they went off to way back there with Jeroboam and Rehoboam them up in the Book of Kings. They went off and they got scattered. They got sent to the Assyrians and they got on a ship and came to this side of the world and found the new world. Y'all people don't know what you're talking about, what you're teaching, what's up. Yeah, so Levite went off. And the God of Israel had already told him, you can't marry no hoe. You can't be with no prostitutes. You can't profane my name for no other gods. You can't marry a divorced woman. He laid the law down to them in the wilderness. He laid it down. He laid it down. He told them what to do. And if you go against what I say, Levite and all the rest of Israel, there would be serious consequences. And that's what you are seeing in the earth today. Serious consequences for a people that have went against their God and their God law. That's what it's all about. Ain't got nothing to do with Satan. Nothing at all. Satan gonna do what he gotta do. And the God of Israel, Ahiah, gonna do what he need to do. Law number 381. To show honor to a priest. And they got New Testament scriptures that say you should honor the elder. Get an elder double honor. I don't see that up under the 613 laws. I don't see that up under the Torah. Get an elder double honor and all that stuff. No, he said right here up under the law, up under the covenant. Law number 381, to show honor to a priest. This says show no honor to no bishop. He didn't say show no honor to no elder. None of that. All of that is New Testament. New Testament that don't have nothing to do with the Torah. Most of it. Not all of it. Some of it. Paul and Stephanie and them is witnesses, and they talking about the law of Moses and all of that, what happened with the children of Israel. Yes, all of that is true and real. But giving the elders double honor and honoring the bishops and all of that, that's not up under the law at all. The God of Israel say, honor the priest, Levite. And give him precedency in all things that are holy. Leviticus 21:8, same chapter, next verse. Thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, holy angels. Thank you, Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior. Thou shalt sanctify, say, Leviticus 21:8. Thou shalt sanctify him, therefore, for he offered the bread of thy God. This how much you need to love a Levite. This how much you need to honor a Levite. He offer. He go before the God of Israel back in ancient times. They lost the Leviticus priesthood because when they got to Canaan, they went off. They went off. Them and the children of Israel went off. And that's why you don't have no priests today, because they went off. And because they went off, the God of Israel said in Deuteronomy 28 what he was going to do to the children of Israel if they break the law. He told them that I will scatter you among your enemies, and there you will serve your enemies, and you will serve wood and stone, and you will call on other gods. And that's exactly what's going on right now, what he said would happen. Now you don't have no priests. It ain't got nothing to do with the God of Israel call somebody else to be a priest. And the God of Israel called a bishop to be a priest. And the God of Israel called an elder to be a priest. And the God of Israel called a pastor to be a priest. It don't have nothing to do with that. It have everything to do that the Levites sinned against the God of Israel. And he took their priesthood from them. He don't want, even if he wouldn't have took their priesthood, the only way the Levites can be a priest to the God of Israel, they got to go back to Jerusalem. You got to go back to Zion. You got to go back to Israel. You got to go back. That's where the God of Israel is. That's his holy mountains over there. That's his city. So he's going to restore the Leviticus priesthood. When we get back to Zion, it's scriptures in the Bible to prove that. So no, just because the 12 tribes were scattered on this side of the world, just because they were scattered, don't mean that the God of Israel called you to be elders and pastors and bishops and all that stuff on this side of the world. He haven't told you to do that. There's no scripture besides Ephesians and Timothy that tell you to do stuff like that. No, it's not up under the law or the Torah or the covenant. He going to restore. So he don't want you, Judah, talking about you, the priest. He don't want you. He don't want you. And that's why you can't help the people. Because you're not the priest. You're not the one that give the bread of God to the people, the children of Israel. He don't want you, T.D. Jakes and all y'all Black Negro pastors. He don't want y'all. Y'all are not the priests. The priests will be restored back in Jerusalem. This is paganism. The same stuff that they was doing in Canaan, they came over here to the New World doing the same paganism. Paganism. Setting up altars all over for Baal and their gods. Same thing. Same exact thing that they did in Canaan, Jerusalem. They're doing it right now today. Next scripture. So, Leviticus 21:8. Thou shalt sanctify him, talking about the priest. He got to be set aside. He got to be separated. He got to be clean, consecrated, ceremonially, it said in Hebrew. Hebrew number 6942 for sanctify. He got to be pronounced, observed, clean, ceremonially. Ceremonially mean he can't eat no pork. He can't eat no shrimp. He can't eat no lobster. He got to eat what the God of Israel told him to eat. Up under the law. He can't wear no suits. Armani suits and alligator shoes. He must wear linen. A priest had to wear linen. Anybody that went before the God of Israel must wear linen. Go back over the Torah and look at the priest's garments that Moses had to make in the children of Israel. Linen. He must be ceremonially clean. They not even allowed to sweat when they went before the God of Israel in the tabernacle. They was not even allowed to sweat. So what are you people doing? And what are you people falling? And what are you people, what is wrong with y'all? So the priest had to be ceremonially clean. And morally clean. That's why I said he couldn't marry no hoe. He couldn't marry no prostitute. He could not marry a woman that was divorced. He must be morally clean for the God of Israel. Y'all bishops and elders and pastors, y'all don't know nothing about this. You don't know nothing because you've been taught that the law done away is dead. You don't got to read it. You don't got to do it. Next law, people. And that's why you and the people are lost right now today. Let me say it again. You and the people that sit up under you and believe in what you are teaching and saying are lost right now. Now, today. Next law. Law number 382. That a high priest, see, Aaron was a high priest. If that's what you want to call it, he was a priest. The Torah didn't call him no high priest. It just said he was a priest. He was the priest. He was the head priest. And his sons was up under him. And they all was ministers for the God of Israel and the children of Israel. They was the ministers. So don't think when the new kingdom comes, you Hebrew Israelite elders from the tribe of Judah going to take Levite place. No, you'll never do that, Matt. You'll never take Levite place. They will always be the priests in the new kingdom, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, when it comes down on Mount Zion in Africa. They will be the priests. That a high priest, let's say right here what I'm reading. I'm going to just say the priest. That a priest shall not defile himself with any dead, even if they are his relatives. You cannot go to no funerals. You say you are the priest, Judah, Gentiles. You say you are the priest. Do you know what the Bible say about a priest when it comes to dead people? That you are not allowed to go to a funeral, even if it's your relatives. Let me read the scripture for that. It's Leviticus 21:11, same chapter, verse 11. Neither shall you go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. Let me go up to Leviticus 21:10. And he that is the high priest, yes, I was wrong about that. It do say high priest and the Torah, so please forgive me for that. It's there. It's there. That's why it's always good to go back and read the law and understand what you are teaching and what you are saying. So I ask the God of Israel to forgive me for throwing that one out there. And he that is the high priest among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes. Neither shall he go in to any dead body. Leviticus 21:11. Aaron was the high priest, and his sons was the priest up under him. Neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. So in the English, it say high. It say high. Let me clear this up more. It say high in high priest. In the English, it say high. But in the Hebrew, that's not the word. That is not the word. That's not how the children of Israel spoke about Aaron. It's a Hebrew 1:4-1:9 for high. It's a great, great, great. When I look in the Hebrew, I don't see nothing say high. It's a great. It's a, in a sense, older, elder. Yeah, it do say high. Okay, so it's still there either way. But it means great. So I'm going to say great priest among his brethren. So Leviticus 21:11. Neither shall you go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father or for his mother. See, this is the great priest, the high priest. He was Aaron. He was not able. He was not allowed to defile himself for the dead, a dead body, even if it was his father or for his mother. See, this how serious it is to know the law. This how serious it is to understand the law. When you're dealing with the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you must understand what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. You know how many bishops sing over dead bodies? The Pope, say he the priest. He got priests at their church. The Pope, the Catholic Church, they got a whole lot of priests. They have dead bodies up in their churches all the time. Dead people buried up in their Catholic churches. Saints, they call them. You people, you leaders are not following the God of Israel. A priest. You can't do no funerals, Bishop. You can't do no funerals, elders. You say you the priest. You say you the God of Israel preacher. You the God of Israel man of God. You took the Levite place. That's what you say. That's what you teach. That's what you believe. The law done away, and you the new priest. But up under the law, it say that you cannot do a funeral. You cannot go in the presence of a dead body, even if it's your father or your mother. Look what it say, Leviticus 21:12. Y'all people got dead bodies coming up in caskets up in your churches. Oh my God, Father, they have dead bodies. That little Sally May died, was a member of Great Faith Church. Lil Connie and them died of Greater Faith Ministry, Apostolic Love Church. Dead bodies coming up in your churches, up in your congregations. And you say the God of Israel, you say God the Father, got something to do with your ministries and your churches? You got to be crazy to think that. When the God of Israel say right here in Leviticus 11, you cannot go to a dead body. So why do y'all have funerals in your churches? Why? Why? Again, because you're not serving the real God. You got your own ministry, your own doctrine, your own will, and your own way. You're doing just what your daddy Pope taught you to do. They have funerals all the time up in the Catholic Church. Next law, people. Next law. Y'all people really think you serving the real God. Y'all people really think you doing what God want you to do. Absolutely not. You are a defiled people. You are defiled. You have defiled yourself all kind of ways that the God of Israel told you not to do. You get on your keyboard and your organ and bringing the body, the dead body, and everybody gather around the dead body. They kissing the body. They touching the body. They praying over the body. All kind of madness going on that the God of Israel told you people not to ever, ever, ever do. And y'all wonder why y'all dead or half dead. Next law. Law number 383. That a high priest or a great priest in the Hebrew shall not defile himself with any dead. Even if they are relatives, I read that. Law number 383. I'm sorry, that was law number 382 I read. Law number 383. That a high priest shall not go under the same roof. You cannot go under the same roof with a dead body. With a Leviticus 21:11. I just read it. You cannot go under the same roof, people, with a dead body. You have defiled your sanctuaries. Not the God of Israel's sanctuary. He ain't got nothing to do with that madness at all. You have defiled your own sanctuaries, your Christian churches, your cathedrals, your high places, the God of Israel call it, for all your gods, defiled. Because a priest cannot go under the same roof with a dead body. And y'all have dead bodies and funerals up in your churches all the time. Sit down, leaders, for the God of Israel, knock y'all down. Sit down. You done did enough now. You done led the people the wrong way enough now. Sit down, people. Sit down. The God of Israel is telling you, Bishop, to sit down. Sit down, Pastor. Sit down, Elder. Sit down, Apostle. Sit down, false prophet. Kind of people are you people that think you can have a funeral up in a building that you say God is there? When you study, got funerals up in there, dead bodies, dead people. When the Son of God said, let the dead bury the dead, take them to the cemetery, let them bury them. Not, oh my God, people, please. Y'all people way off, man, way off, way off, way off. Law number 384. That the high priest shall marry a virgin, a woman of marriageable age that never had sex with a man. You ain't got no business marrying no woman that already been married. You ain't got no business marrying no woman that's already have three or four children, or two children, or one child. She must be chaste. She must have never touched a man concerning the priests of the God of Israel. Next law, that's Leviticus 21:13. Let's read that. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman. This is Leviticus 21:13-14 that I am reading about the priest, how he must operate. Y'all not no priests. You wannabes. You wannabes. And he shall take a wife in her virginity. It said in the Hebrew 1331, implication, virginity, by concrete, the token of its maid virginity, meaning that the token of her virginity, meaning that when you have sex with that woman up under the law, she must put blood on the sheets. She must put blood on the sheets. So you will know that she never touched a man in her life, and a man never touched her sexually. This is the token of virginity. This is what the priest, this is the only kind of wife he can ever have. They went off in Canaan. They stopped obeying the God of Israel. They went off. They started having sex with all kind of women and wives and all kind of stuff. Leviticus 21:14. A widow or a divorced woman or profane or an harlot, these shall he not take. Ooh, my God. Y'all say y'all the priests. Oh, yeah, we the new priest. We the new priest. Really? Are you really the new priest? I heard Elder Ricasciar for DOCC Church made a statement last week on one of his YouTube broadcasts that Judah is the new priest. Really? The wife that you married, bruh, she done had sex with another man. Come on. Stop fooling your own selves, people. You deceiving your own selves. These shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. You're not even allowed, priest, Levite, you're not even allowed to marry a woman outside of a Hebrew. You're not allowed. You can't marry no African. You can't marry no Asian. You can't marry no European woman. You are not allowed. The children of Israel was not allowed to marry outside of their race. And that's why they got in trouble in Canaan, because they started doing marriages with the Canaanite women. The Levites, the kings, and all the rest of them. They went against what the God of Israel told them they could not do. And that's why Moses told them, when I die, y'all going to corrupt yourselves. Y'all is going to corrupt yourselves, because you know what? Your heart is not right. That's what Moses the prophet told them before he left this earth. Your heart is not right. You're not right. You're going to corrupt yourselves, Israel. And that's exactly what they did, corrupted themselves. They wanted to be just like the Canaanites. But the God of Israel ain't going to play that. He's not going to play that. Whatever he say, that's what he means. If he say he going to kill you, he going to kill you. If he say he going to take your child away from you, he going to take your child away from you. If he say he going to make you sick for sinning and going against him, he going to make you sick. Telling y'all, you don't understand the real God, how he operate and work. You said the law done away with. Well, why are everybody sick in this earth? Everybody got some form of disease, cancer, or something wrong with them. Why? Because the law is not done away with. He told you, Hebrews, he told you, Gentiles, if you go against my law, if you go against what I say, curses. The curses. The curses that I have written in my covenant, I will pour out upon you. And that's exactly what he have did, and that's exactly what he is doing right now. So no, the law is not done away with. No, the law is not dead. No, the law stands right now today. And that's why your bishop can't pray breast cancer away from you. That's why your elders can't anoint you 7 times, Hebrew Israelite, and get rid of your lung disease and your Lyme disease. And your blood disease. They can't pray it away. Number one, they're not Levi. And number two, the curse have been poured upon you for breaking his law, serving other gods, calling on other gods, worshiping other gods, false worship, worshiping the way he told you not to worship, playing instruments he told you not to play, praying the way he told you not to pray, sitting up on the leaders that he told you not to sit up under, trying to have a church in a ministry when it can only be in Jerusalem. So the curse poured out on you people. Me, you, and everybody else that go against the God of Israel, the curse have been poured out. Can't nobody break the curse. Can't nobody, I don't care how much oil they put and pray over you, no one can break it but the God of Israel. He the one put it there, and he the only one can take it away. And guess what? He don't want to take it away. Why? Why? Because you people don't want to correct yourselves. That's why. next law. Next law. Law number 85. That a great priest or high priest should not marry a widow. We read that Leviticus 21:14. Law number 386. That the high priest shall not cohabit with a widow, even without marriage, because he profanes her. We read that Leviticus 21:15. Law number 387, that a person with a physical blemish shall not serve in the sanctuary. Let me say that again. A person with a physical blemish cannot serve in the sanctuary. Not the sanctuary over here. All these sanctuaries over here, those are your sanctuaries. They are not the God of Israel's sanctuary. His is in Jerusalem. So you people out of order right there. But let me read the law for that. That's Leviticus 21:17. Let's get that same chapter. Speak unto Aaron. Speak unto Aaron, saying, whosoever he be of the seed and their generation that have any blemishes, let him not approach to offer the bread of his God, the blessing. Bread means blessings or sacrifice. That's what it means, sacrifice. Not blessed. It means food. It say Hebrew number 3899, food for the man or beast, especially bread or grain. Food, victuals. The God of Israel had the priest to offer the burnt offerings, the sacrifice, the tithes to him for the children of Israel. But if Aaron and his seed, the Levites, and their generations, which was then and which is now, that have any blemishes, let him not approach to offer the bread. If you got cancer, you say you Levite, you say you the new priest, you can't offer the God of Israel nothing for the children of Israel. If you got high blood pressure, bishop, pastor, elder, you can't offer the God of Israel nothing for the children of Israel. You cannot have no blemishes. You can't be no homosexual. None of that. No lesbian. None of that. Have mental illness. None of that. No blemishes. The God of Israel don't want nobody like that trying to do nothing for him. He's a perfect God. And he want a perfect sacrifice. Don't want no man with one leg got cut off because he had diabetes to do so, offer him something. No, that's against the law. That's against the covenant. Next law. Law number 388, that a priest with a temporary blemish shall not serve there. Leviticus 21:21. Let's go to that. No man that have a blemish of the seed of Aaron, the priest, shall come nigh to offer the offering of a hire made by fire. He have a blemish. He shall not come now to offer the bread of his God. Yeah, you believe Jesus paid it all. That's what you've been taught. And all your theologian Bible seminaries and schools where you got your doctor's license and your bishop license and your elder license and all your license. You believe Jesus paid it all. He's the ultimate sacrifice. We don't need no more cattle. We don't need no more goats. We don't need no more tithing, which is food. We don't need that no more. He paid it all. What scripture is that? What scripture is that? That Jesus paid it all. Oh, over there in the New Testament, people that translated your Bible, the Masoret, this is a Masoret text. The King James Version is just a Masoret text. That was translated, and created by the Masorets. You don't know who they is? Look it up. So you believe that? That they put in the New Testament that he's the ultimate sacrifice. Yes, he was a sacrifice for the children of Israel and the Gentiles, if they want to believe in the God of Israel. Yes, he was a sacrifice. He was the sacrifice. But there's no scripture to tell you that because he came and was the sacrifice, that you don't have to get a God of Israel no more goats and lambs and sheep. There's no scripture for that. He's a God. You got to always give him a sacrifice. You got to always give him a sacrifice. That's why he's going to restore the Leviticus priesthood. That's why he's going to bring down the New Jerusalem. And the same thing over there in Mount Zion, the same place where Moses and the children of Israel was. Mount Sinai, the holy mountain. The same thing that he did back then, the same food that he told the priest Aaron and his sons. That's the same thing that he's going to do in the new kingdom. So no, don't believe the madness. Don't believe the lie. Don't believe the delusion. The only reason that we don't give the God of Israel no more lambs, sheep, and goats, and cows, cattle, ox, herds, is because we're not in Jerusalem. We're not in Jerusalem. We on this side of the earth. And we can't do nothing for the God of Israel in captivity and in slavery on this side of the earth, because it's polluted. Everything on this side of the earth is polluted. Everything in this world is polluted. All the meat, everything. That's why he said it's so many end time prophecies in the Bible that tell us that we're going back to Jerusalem. We're going back to the wilderness. And he's going to restore everything the way it was before we got kicked out, our ancestors, and before we got scattered. So don't believe that the Son of God is the ultimate sacrifice I don't have to get a God, the God of Israel, nothing. All I got to do is pray and go to, no, it don't work like that, people. It don't work like that. That's a doctrine. That's a doctrine of your religions, but not the doctrine of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Next law. Law number 389, that a person with a physical blemish, yes, we read that. Law number 390, that a priest who is unclean shall not serve in the sanctuary, Leviticus 22:2-3. Let's get that. Leviticus 22:2-3 verse. Speak unto Aaron and to his sons that they separate themselves from the holy things of the children of Israel, and that they profane not my holy name and those things which they hallow unto me. I am Ahayah. I am Ahayah. I am Ahayah. So he told Moses, speak unto Aaron, the prophet, and his sons to separate themselves. Separate themselves from the children of Israel. Law number 391, to send the unclean out of the camp that is out of the sanctuary. Numbers 5:2, to send the unclean out of the camp that is the sanctuary. You can go to that and read it. Law number 392, that a priest who is unclean shall not enter the courtyard. Numbers 5, verse 2. This refers to the camp of the sanctuary, the tabernacle. The priest was not allowed, who was unclean. Yes, you bishops are unclean. Yeah, y'all unclean, all of y'all. Because you're going against the law and what the law told you to do. That's what makes you unclean, when you break the law. Law number 392, that the sons of descendants of Aaron shall bless Israel. Number 623, let's get that. Number 623, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, Ahayah bless thee and keep thee. Ahayah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. That the sons of the descendants of Aaron shall bless Israel. It didn't say nothing about Judah. It didn't say nothing about Issachar. It didn't say nothing about no other tribe but the sons of Aaron, which are Levites. Only they can bless the children of Israel. Only people, only. This is up under the covenant. Only Levi can bless the children of Israel. And that's why you people are so very cursed today. Because you don't have Levi. You don't have your priests. They don't know who they are. We on this side of the earth. Only the Levites can bless the children of it. Not Joe Osteen, not Benny Hinn, not Rob Parsley, not Kenny Copeland, not none of them. Not none of them, not T.D. Jakes, not Juanita Bynum, not Paula, none of them can bless the children of Israel. They say they spiritual Israel and they Gentiles. Nobody can bless Israel. And that's why we're not getting nowhere, people. And that's why we're not getting and what the God of Israel want us to have, because no one can bless us but a Levite. He's the only one that can go before the God of Israel and ask the God of Israel to bless us outside of a prophet. Outside of a prophet. Only Levi can bless the children of Israel. Look what it said, Numbers 6:22. And Ahijah spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his son, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the children of Israel. No one else can bless the children of Israel. So that council, you Hebrew Israelite elders, y'all say y'all keeping the law, y'all following the law, y'all believe in the law, but look what the law say. Look at what the law say. Judah cannot bless you. It must be a Levite. That's why you can't. They can't get rid of your headache. They can't get rid of your anxiety. They can't get rid of your depression. They can't get rid of your pain. They can't get rid of your loneliness. They can't get rid of your diseases and your sicknesses. You're still on chemotherapy. They don't pray over you so many times. They can't do it. They cannot do it, people. They cannot do it. They cannot bless you. Kenny Copeland can't bless you. T.D. Jakes can't bless you. Joyce Mock, all they can do is give you a good feel-good sermon. But it cannot bless you. It just make you feel good while you there in front of them. Talking about what God gonna do for you. And guess what? It never happened. It never happened. It never happened the way that they say it's gonna happen. And when they say it's gonna happen. If the Levite don't bless you, then the God of Israel, Ahijah, is the only one who can bless you. Outside of a prophet. Sit down, people. Close these ministries down. Close them down. Show the God of Israel. Show him. Show him that you love him. Show him that you want him. Show him that you need him. Show him. Because he ain't never told you to open them. This is a taught behavior from one generation to the next. That's all it is, a taught behavior. That's it, nothing else. You was taught that you can be a bishop. You was taught that you can be a pastor. You was taught only a Levite can bless you. Can't no bishop help y'all people. Can't no Hebrew Israelite elder help y'all people. Oh, my elder, he's so deep, man. He deep. Because he told me I'm one of the children of Israel. He told me I'm one of the children of Israel. And we got off the slave ships in the 15th century. He deep. He telling me about the government and what they doing with the New World Order and all. Yeah, he deep. No, that's all your elder will ever tell you. The same old thing over and over and over. Because he can't tell you nothing else. Why? Because he's not Levite. He can't get nothing. He can't get nothing from the realm. He can't get nothing from the realm, from the heavenly table. He can't get nothing from the altar of the God of Israel to give to you people. So that's why they give you the same old stuff over and over. And God, they don't have nothing else new. Why? Because they are not the priests. They are not the Levite. They cannot receive the prophetic. And that's why you people have to hear the same stuff over and over. Christ, Christ, stand for Christ, be with Christ, have faith in Christ. Christ going to help you. Christ, it's all about Christ, 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 Christ. If you Hebrew Israelites don't believe in Christ, it's all about Yahweh, Yahweh, Yah. Some of them don't believe in the New Testament. They can't give you nothing, people. You've been sitting out of these people for 10 years, and they still talking about you Israel. They told you that 10 years ago. Still telling you, follow Christ, get baptized. Yeah, you already told me that, man. I don't need to hear that no more. I need the prophetic now. I need to know what the God of Israel want me to do. I need to know what the God of Jacob want me to do right now. You already told me about faith. You already told me about Christ. You already told me all of that stuff. Now, what do I need to do with the New World Order kicking our doors down right now? They coming, people. They are coming, President said. They coming, people. And without the priests and without the prophet, the real prophets, you people are in serious, serious, serious trouble. Next law. Law number 394. I'm going to take it all the way down to law number 401. I need to turn some light on, people. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Turn some light on here. Getting dark where I am. I'm back, people. Movable. I'm back. Okay, people. Let's keep going here. I have some scriptures that I need to read to you concerning the law. 394. To set apart a portion of the dough for the priest. Numbers 15:20. Let's get that. The children of Israel had to set food aside for the priest. Numbers 15, excuse me, bro, you get ready to feed them or what you doing now? You going in the back? You didn't put them up yet? Okay. You been in the kitchen this whole time. Okay. Don't be back there long because I want to leave and go to the store. Excuse me, people. I'm going to give you like 30 minutes back there, okay? Numbers 1520, 394. Excuse me, people. Law number 394. Can you turn this fan around, bro, a little bit for me, please? I don't think you're going to do no cleaning back there, right? Okay. Okay, still raining. Okay, do whatever you want to do, bro. 1520, the fan. Give me the fan to me. Okay, 30 minutes, please. Yeah, because I want to go to the store before they close. Can you push it back some? No, just to make it go backwards. Oh, no, the other way. Yeah, that's up more. Okay. 1520 of Numbers. Let's start at verse 19. Then it shall be, this is law number 394. We almost there, people. We got a little bit, like 200-some laws. I'm finished with it. Numbers 15:19. Then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up an heave offering unto a higher. You shall offer a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering, as you do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you heave it. Of the first of your dough ye shall give unto a higher, and he offering in your generations. And see, this is what got the children of Israel, ancestors, in trouble, and that got them in slavery. Every time they went to slavery, the God of Israel sent a Babylonian army on them, the Greek army, the Roman army, the Persian army, all kind of armies he sent on them from the Gentiles. It's because they didn't want to do what he told them to do. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to give him no cake. They didn't want to give him no dough. They didn't want to give him no tithes. They didn't want to give him no goat. They wanted to give all their sacrifices to their gods. And that's why ancestors got kicked out of Jerusalem time after time. They get kicked out. They serve their captivity. Then they go back to Jerusalem. Do the same thing over again. Serve their gods and their idol worship and get kicked out again. He sent a Syrian army on them. Put them in captivity. They go back to Jerusalem. Do the same thing again. He sent the Romans on them. That was the last captivity of the children of Israel, was the Romans. When the Son of God was born, the Romans was in charge of Jerusalem. In 70 AD, they destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, killed thousands and thousands of the children of Israel. And the ones that they didn't kill, they ran into Africa, West Africa, which is Ghana, the Ivory Coast. See, Jerusalem is in the South Africa. Let me help y'all people that don't know where Jerusalem is and why 70 AD the Romans tore down Jerusalem in the temple. And our ancestors ran into West Africa running from the Roman persecution. And the Son of God told him, when you see Jerusalem compass with armies, that was the Roman armies he was talking about, flee into the mountains. And that's what they did. That's what they did. And they ran into West Africa, which is Ghana, which is the Ivory Coast. And they got over there. They was going off in Jerusalem when the Son of God was born, serving their gods, serving their pagans, doing all their idolatry. Son of God was born in the earth, Yeshua, to correct them. They didn't want to listen. That's why they crucified him. Because they didn't want to listen, and they didn't want to stop, and they didn't want to believe that he was the Son of God, the Mashiach, the Messiah in English. So they ran. He had told Peter them. He had prophesied and told Peter them, speaking prophetically, what was going to happen. When you see Jerusalem passed with army, he said, will not be a stone left on a stone before all be towed down. They towed down the temple. Why? Because in the temple, they was doing pagan worship. They were selling and doing all kind of stuff up in the temple. So, yes, West Africa is Ghana, Ivory Coast, and all of that. Jerusalem is in Africa. Northern Africa, which is Samaria, is Israel. Northern Africa. The northern tribes, the northern kingdom, is in North Africa. South Africa is where Jerusalem is. That's where the children of Israel, our ancestors, had to go to worship the God of Israel on the day of Pentecost, the day of Passover, the day of atonement, the day of first fruits, the day of Feast of Tabernacles, all the holy days. Everybody had to go to Jerusalem, which is in Southern Africa. That's why the God of Israel called them the Southern Kingdom or the Southern Tribes. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi lived in South Africa, which is the root. That's where Peter and them was on the day of Pentecost. They was in South Africa. Yes, people. Yeah, Peter is from the tribe of Judah. He was a black man, okay? Yeah. Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. He was a black man, a Jamaican, okay? That's what they call him today. Yes, people. Understand, man. Understand. Understand. Next law. Law number 395. That the Levites shall not occupy themselves with the service that belongs to the sons of Aaron, nor the sons of Aaron with the belonging to the Levites. See, only Aaron's sons was allowed to do the service to the God of Israel for the children. Only them, they was able to minister. Aaron and his sons, not all the Levites. Not all the Levites. They had special things that they did in the temple, like they was the porters on the door. They opened the door. They was over the instruments. They played the music. They was in the choir. They sung the songs. The other Levites, not Aaron and his son. Aaron and his sons, they was over the ministry. They would go to the God of Israel and pray for the people. And talk to the God of Israel about the people. And get a God of Israel to sacrifice for the people. Aaron and his sons. The rest of the tribe of Levi, they was over the temple like the door. They took up collections and got the money together to put in the chambers, the tithes. Whatever money they gave tribute to the king. It wasn't no specific price. I don't believe it was. But it tithes was money. Back then, and it still is today. So the other tribes of Levites, they was over all of that. They was over the singing. They was over the music instruments. They was over the door. They was over all of that. It was only the Levites. Wasn't no Judah at the door, opening up the door, talking about they ushers and all that. No, they was elders. Judah was the elders. Judah was the elders, and Judah was the king. They the king tribe. Levites would go to the God of Israel for Judah when they had a problem. They went to the priest and they talked to the priest, David, when he had a problem. He went to the Levites and he went to his prophet and talked to them. Don't worry about it, bro. It's okay. Law number, so let's get that new, Numbers 18:3. Numbers 18:3, people. We get ready to go in a minute. Numbers 18:3. See, that's what you people don't understand. You're so out of order. You're so sinful. You're so wicked. You so against what the God of Israel told you to do. So against. Anybody can be in the choir. Anybody can sing. White folks, pink folks, yellow folks, Asian. It doesn't matter. Anybody can sing. Anybody can play the instruments. Anybody can be a usher. All that madness that y'all got set up. Paganism. Ooh, I think that's okay. 18:3. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacles. Look at here. Look at here. Let's go up to Numbers. The duty of the priests and the Levites. Numbers 18:1. And Ahijah said unto Aaron, thy and thy sons in thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary. And thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood. And thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi. See that? The tribe of thy father bring thou with thee that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee. So they took care of Aaron. The rest of the Levites, they ministered to Aaron. They took care of Aaron. And they made sure Aaron and his sons had everything that they needed to have to go into the tabernacle and pray for the people. They ministered to them, meaning that they took care of them and helped them and assist them, the other Levites. They served Aaron and his son. They waited on them and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. Only Aaron and his son shall minister in the house of the God of Israel, in the tabernacle before of witnesses. Verse 3, Numbers 18:3. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary. Yes, Aaron. Yes. Your tribe, the Levites, your brethren or your brothers, only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary. They weren't allowed to touch the candles. They wasn't allowed to touch the vessels where they washed their feet, the priests and, you know, the holy oil and all. They weren't allowed, the Levites, Aaron brother and his of his tribe. They cannot come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary. So y'all still think your sanctuaries and your churches and your pulpits and all the stuff that you got is of the God of Israel? Absolutely not. You're not a Levite. You cannot, a Levite, you're not Aaron and his sons. You cannot touch. If that was the house of the God of Israel that you have, your churches, and it's not, you people be dead already, man. Let me say that again. Let me say that again. You people would be dead already. I'm on the radio. You people would be dead already, okay? If you yes, people. If that was the house of God, if that was the tabernacle of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, and Judah going up in there talking about they the priests, and they Levite and all of that, and they the new Levites, the God of Israel will kill y'all people. But because it's not his house, and because it's not his sanctuary, and because everything that you people are doing don't have nothing to do with him, that's why y'all still living today. Go over there in Jerusalem and try it. Go over there in Jerusalem and try that and see what happened to you bishops, pastors, prophets, and apostles, and elders, and evangelists, and teachers, and doctors. And priests. And the Pope and all the rest of y'all. Go over there in Jerusalem and try. Look what he say. I told y'all. Numbers 18:3. For law number 395. And I'm just going to read the rest of them now. If I see one that I need to go to the scripture, I will. But I need to go to the scriptures that I have. Look what he said in Numbers 18:3. And they shall keep the charge, and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die. See that? That proves to y'all people, y'all leaders, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, don't have nothing to do with your pagan temples called churches and all the rest of it. You will die, man. You will die trying to do something that the God of Israel haven't told you to do. And they should join unto them and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the services of the tabernacle. And a stranger shall not come now unto you. Gentiles, sit down somewhere. You would never, ever, 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 ever be over the tabernacle of the God of Israel and the house of the God of Israel and his congregation, the children of Israel. Next law, law number 395. Okay, I read that law number 396. That one not a descendant of Aaron and the male line shall not serve in the sanctuary. I told you. Numbers 18, 4 and 7. Let's read that. If you're not from the tribe of Levi, let me go to verse 5. Verse 6. Verse 5. Numbers 18, 5. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar. that there be no wrath anymore upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites. See that? And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary about Aaron and his sons. And his tribe must minister to Aaron and his son and help them of the altar, that there be no wrath. See this? See this, people. Numbers 18:5. That it be no wrath anymore upon the children of Israel. So only Aaron and his sons, the Levites, the Levitical priesthood, can keep the wrath of the God of Israel, Ahaya is his name, of the children of Israel. And that's why we have so much wrath. So much wrath and so much chastisement from the God of all gods, from the Creator. His name is Ahaya, the God of Israel, because we don't have our priests, the Levites. Only they can keep the wrath of the children of Israel. Why? Because they are the God of Israel ministers. They go to the holiest of holies. They go behind the veil. They go behind the veil for the children of Israel. You can't go behind the veil, Judah. You can't go behind the veil, Gentile. And I behold, verse 6, Numbers 18:6. And I behold, I have taken your brother, the Levites, from among the children of Israel to you. They are given as a gift for Ahiah to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore, thy and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil. What did I just tell you? People, only Levite can go behind the veil, and one need a body made a son behind the veil. Satan can't reach you. Ain't no veil. As long as you don't got the Levites, she can't take you behind the veil. She can't go behind the veil. It says veil for Numbers 18:7. The word veil, Hebrew 6:5-2, a separate trick. That is the sacred screen veil. It is a sacred screen. Sacred screen. Your priest's office for everything. I'm in overtime. Everything on the altar. And within the veil, you shall serve. I, Ahiah, have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift. And the stranger, the Gentile, that come nigh shall be put to death. That's why I told you, all your ministries, all your churches, all your altars, all your pulpits, the God of Israel did not set them up. Because if he did, because you people are not Levites, y'all will be dead right now. You'll be dead right now, Gentiles, Judah and all the rest of y'all, because you're not Levites. Next law, I'm just going to read it down, people. Law number 397, that the Levites shall serve in the sanctuary. Numbers 18:23. Law number 398, to give the Levite cities to dwell in, these to serve also as cities of refuge, Numbers 35:2, Numbers 3:99, that none of the tribe of Levi shall take any portion of territory in the land of Israel. They had to live in the suburbs. Deuteronomy 18:1, they had their own section where they had to live because they were sacred, because they was the priest. They had to separate themselves from everything and everybody. Law number 400, that none of the tribe of Levi shall take any share of the spoil at the conquest of the promised land. Deuteronomy 18:1. Law number 401, that the sons of Aaron shall serve in the sanctuary and division, but on festivals they shall serve together. Together. Festivals, let's get that, because you Hebrew Israelites, the ones that say y'all into the truth, the ones that say that y'all are into the truth, God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 20. Let's get that, law number 401, Deuteronomy 18:6. Let me show y'all. And I'm going to go to the scriptures after that, that I have. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates, let me go up here. Deuteronomy 18:5. For higher thy God have chosen him out of all thy tribes, Levi, to stand to minister. What is it that y'all don't understand about that, preachers? What is it that y'all don't understand about that, apostles and prophets and evangelists and doctors? What is it that y'all don't understand? Thy tribe to stand to minister in the name of Ahaya. We got one name. Him and his sons forever. Forever. So there's no new priest. There's no new priest. Judah cannot be the priest. Only the Levites. Gentiles can't be a priest forever. They must stand and minister in my name forever. Aaron and his sons. Forever, people. Forever. And if a Levite come from any of thy gates out of all Israel where he sojourn and come with all the desire of his mind unto the place which Ahaya shall choose. See, he didn't choose all these churches on this side of the earth. He only got one place he chose. That's Jerusalem. Then he shall minister in the name of Ahaya his God, and all his brethren, the Levites, do withstand there before Ahaya. You got to go. Patience. Levi, you got to go where Ahaya chose. That's Jerusalem. You can't minister on this side of the earth. All these churches and temples and stuff they got set up is paganism to other gods. Only can go where he chose. He chose Jerusalem. Canaan, the promised land. Mount Zion, the holy mountain. Only Aaron and his Aaron tribes, your brethren, can stand with you to minister for me in my name forever. Paganism, people, that's what y'all are doing. So with that, people, we're going to stop right there. We got all the way to law number 401. Tuesday, we will pick it up at law number 402. Tithes. Oh, this is going to be a great one here, people. Tithes, taxes, and Hebrew offerings. This is what we're going to pick up Tuesday. Tithes, taxes, and Hebrew offerings. Stay tuned. Let's see what tithes really are and what tithes will always be. So with that, people, I'm going to go to the scriptures that I believe the God of Israel want me to share with you. Daniel 6:11. Let's pick it up right there. Daniel 6:11. Daniel was a prophet. 6:11. He had all kind of dreams and visions. Let's go up here at verse 7. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make firm a decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, say of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writings in the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and in his window being open, and his chamber towards Jerusalem, the east, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did before, aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before the God of Israel, his God. So Daniel, from the tribe of Judah, I believe, because the 10 tribes, let me get this right now. Yeah, the 10 tribes had got kicked out of Jerusalem way before Daniel even came up on the scene. So Daniel, from the tribe of Judah, I believe, I have to do more research on that. The king of Mede, they went into captivity because of their transgressions and their sins. They went into captivity. The king of Mede signed a petition and said, if anybody pray to any other god outside of my God and outside of the king, we're going to throw them in the lion's den. So this proved to you how powerful the God of Israel is, and how powerful his law is and his covenant, because it didn't matter what the king said. It didn't matter what the king wrote. All Daniel knew the prophet is that he had to pray to the God of all gods, that he had to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he had to pray to the God of Israel, Ahayah, the great I am. He had to pray 3 times a day. Up under the law, you must pray 3 times a day. It doesn't matter if he was in captivity. It didn't matter what the king said. It didn't matter what nobody said. Daniel knew that he had to pray to the God of Israel Three times a day he kneeled, morning, noon, and before the sun went down. Because when the sun go down, it's another day, according to the Hebrew time. It didn't matter. Upon the law, he prayed. Care what happened to him. Your bishop, your leaders, your elders, they not teaching y'all people to pray three times a day. And if they is teaching you to pray three times a day, you're not praying to the east. You're not following the Bible. You're not keeping the law. I ain't got time to pray. I got to go to work. I ain't got time to pray. I got to do this. Well, the God of Israel never told you to go to work. Hold that. Malachi chapter 2, verse 6 through 9. Let's keep going before they cut me off. Malachi. Malachi. So even in captivity, Israel, Hebrews, we still must pray three times a day. We can't do nothing else because we got a king over us, or we got a queen over us, or we got the Gentiles over us. We are in captivity. We are in slavery, just like Daniel then was. But we still must pray three times a day on our knees, kneeled to the east, to Jerusalem, to Mount Zion, the holy temple. That's where it's at. The holy mountain is east. Canaan is in the south. 10 tribes lived in the north. And I believe Mount Zion is in the east. Africa. The holy mountain. You still got to pray three times a day. Daniel them didn't have no church. Daniel didn't have no church. They didn't have no congregation. They didn't have no cathedrals. None of that. None of that. See, the people, your slave masters that rule this side of the earth, the ones that brought you here on the slave ships, they letting you people open up churches and buildings and mosques and cathedrals and stuff. They letting you people do that. Why? Because they know that the God of Israel is against what you're doing, and they know as long as you do what is not written for you to do, you are going against your own God. So that's why they let you call on Jesus and Yah and Yahweh and all kind of Jehovah and all kind of names and gods, because they know that the God of Israel is against that. He ain't told you to have no church and no buildings. Daniel and them didn't have none of that. Where you people getting this stuff from? They was in captivity. They wasn't even allowed to pray. Daniel prayed anyway. Even if it caused him to lose his life, he still prayed. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray three times a day to the east because I'm in captivity. My big brother Esau, the European Gentile nation, have me, you, and the children of Israel in captivity right now. We need to pray the way the God of Israel told us to pray, and close all these pagan churches and temples and mosques, every last one of them. Malachi 2. Get ready to leave, people. Malachi 2, 6 through 9. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. What knowledge do y'all have, leaders? Other than God love you and God going to give you this and God going to do that. That's not knowledge. That's not knowledge. God going to do this. He's going to give you a house. He's going to give you a car. I see you getting blessed. I see God healing your cancer. That's not knowledge. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge. And they shall seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger of a higher of hosts. The priest is the messenger of a higher of hosts. His lips, the Levites, shall keep knowledge. That's why you Gentiles and you Hebrew Israelite elders only have the knowledge of what your elders have taught you, and you can't get a people nothing else outside of that. Why? Because you're not the priest. He will only reveal his knowledge and his wisdom and his understanding to the priest and the prophet and no one else. They are his messengers. But ye, Malachi 2:8, but you are departed out of the way. That's what he told the priests, the Haitians. You have departed out of the way. You have caused me to stumble at the law. At the law. They went off. The priests went off. The priests went off. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. See, they set up their own priests. That's what the children of Israel did back in Jerusalem in ancient times, and that's what y'all doing today, setting up your own priests. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi. It's sealed on the heavenly tables. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, said Ahiah of hosts. That's what you bishops, pastors, apostles, leaders have done. Elders, Hebrew Israelite elders, and all the rest of y'all. You have corrupted the covenant. Trying to be somebody that you're not. Trying to teach the people something that's not of the God of Israel. Therefore, he say, Malachi 2:9, therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in my law. See, the Hebrew Israelites, G-O-C-C, them, I-U-P, and all of them, they good at this one. Malachi 2:9, they good. They are partial in the law. They tell you that they into the truth and they into keeping the law and all that, but they always in the New Testament. Always talking about Christ and all of that, just like the Christian church. They are partial in his law. They call themselves not eat shrimp, pork, and lobster, keeping the dietary law. Call themselves keeping the holy days, polluted days. They don't know when the holy days is. You don't have no record of the holy days. You lost your time. You lost your count of the Jubilee. Partial in the law. You not keeping my law. You want to pull out little things that you can keep and do. Holy days. Don't eat no pork, shrimp, and lobster. Keep the feast days. That's all the Hebrew Israelites into, people. That's all it's about. Nothing else. They don't talk about the poor, helping the poor. They don't have nothing. They don't say nothing about the other tribes, the ones over there in the Caribbean. You never hear them talking about their brothers, Issachar and Zebulon and all the other people. They never say nothing about them at all. You are partial in the law. That's what you falling, Hebrews. You are falling a partial law. It's not the God of Israel. It's just a doctrine that was set up under the elders. That's it. And nothing else. Malachi 4:4. Let me try to get finished before they cut me off. Malachi 4:4. Remember ye the law of Moses. See, that's what the God of Israel want us to remember, people. The law of Moses. My servant, which I command unto him, Hirah, for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. Remember the law of Moses. Practice it. Read it. Keep it. Study it. Meditate on it. Do it. Observe it. Syria! Syria! Okay, people, I gotta go. I'm gonna close it right there. I got some more, but you know what? I'm gonna save these for the next law class, too. Y'all have a good one if you can.